Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. An injury attorney, David Feminino, has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Feminino, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track. Getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
David, a few ticket techs, get to the calls. NFL is set to vote on these two rules. The Lions have put forth one of them. The Eagles are the centerpiece of the other, which is the banning of the tush push, or really kind of the banning of the division champ mattering. It's going to be seeding on record and reseeding by round. You decide. I'd vote to ban the tush push and go ahead with the new playoff thing. I'm fine with it. But I can only choose one. Get the tush push out of here. I can't take it anymore. Just angers me to watch it.
Yeah, and I guess if I have to choose, I'd rather choose neither, but if I have to choose
Gotta choose one.
It would be the division.
Okay. David, what do you got?
The worst part of the tush push is that the refs can't spot the ball correctly because they can't see the ball. Get rid of it, Chris, in a truck.
It's also the effect the tush push has had on the sport where every play is a tush push, where a running back is 9 yards downfield and here come the linemen to power bomb the running back forward 3 yards. That is not football. That is not how it's played. And I see more injuries on that crap than any big, huge hit over the middle.
Right. The tush push, no injuries because there's really it's
no
just,
momentum.
Right. Now, the thing is, it's because of what you just said that I think that it eventually gets voted down, because had they left it just as the original play, it may have had enough juice to get voted. But now when you did that, it's like people are going to be like, well, I don't know, because now you're thinking, okay, what if it takes that to get me to a Super Bowl? Did I just kill my own chances? So I think that's going to go away. And I don't like either. I want both to just know, but if I have to say has to be divisions, it'll suck, but I don't see.
Why will it suck? Have a better record, get a better seed. End.
No, because not all divisions are made equal. And you should, if you're going to do that, then you got to take away divisions. And if you're going to do that,
take away divisions.
Right.
I don't care.
Take away the divisions, but don't sit here, hey, I won the, you know, AFC South, but you know what? Your record wasn't good enough as two other teams.
So take away divisions. What are we even talking about?
And I'm saying, if you said it came with taking away divisions, fine. But you can't have divisions, and we're going to reseed this. Trust me, you'll like this.
David.
A 14-3 team should never play a road playoff game at a 10-7 team stadium. I want that rule passed. Nick at in a brown truck, he says.
Okay.
Tush push. Adios it. I passed the playoff seating proposal. Could you maybe limit the amount of times you could tush push? That's from Josh.
Look, good luck.
Fourth downs only?
Listen, it would have to be fourth and one or less.
Fourth down, or you have to be within a foot of the goal line.
See, I'd ban it down there. Oh, make it right. You damn you, run a play. I get so tired of that crap at the goal line. I can't stand it. Run a play, damn.
I agree.
Go get Tommy Vardell and hand him the ball.
Oh, touchdown, Tommy Vardell. See, I'm always shocked that the Eagles, like the first touchdown, I would just line up and go for two and just put the other team behind the eight ball for the rest of the game.
David.
Ban the tush push. I can see it now. It's the NFC title game, fourth and one. Jalen Hurts picks up the first down to ice the game and the Lions lose. That is from Tom.
Okay, I think we're going to get a lot of people here that says ban the tush push. Now imagine, just if you would, what if the Lions were the masters of the tush push?
Well, then fans would cry like babies.
Oh, you got to keep this. It's grit. It's toughness. It's Detroit tough.
How's it any different than when Ohio State got a bunch of tattoos for pants and Michigan fans' heads exploded, but now they're at the center of the biggest cheating scandal in history and they're yelling bet to the sky? Dude, that's people. People are idiots.
I yield to the senator from Troy, New York.
There you go. We'll go to Rob, 97.1. Robbie, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
Yes, hey, Rob.
Yeah, I hate to say this. I'm going to agree with Rico.
Why do you hate to say this?
Oh, come on, man. Just let me get through this. You're killing me already.
All right.
You can't take away divisions because it's, you know, they can't control who's in their division or who they're playing. And if they win the division, they get it. And I can see it redoing it in the second round. Okay. But give them a little taste because they won their division. And on the tush push or whatever you want to call that thing, I mean, Penny Sewell does that all day long. He moves Montgomery with his feet aren't even touching the ground, you know? So I don't see how you pass either one of these things. For the amount of times that the one team does a tush push, I think Penny Sewell does it two or three times a game for us moving the pile.
Rob, you're right. I forgot about that when he actually picked him up and carried him like about 5-6 yards. Yeah.
He never touched the ground for most of the day. So now what? He didn't really get running yards because he never actually
touched
the ground.
No, but Rob, my point
is being carried.
I'd start penalizing that crap. It's gone way too far. Think about when you're watching games on a Sunday. And no one's actually tackling anyone. Now it's turned into piles all over the field. That's not football. I'd start penalizing.
Well, they started by holding the guy up to try to strip the ball.
Yes.
Now the pile keeps moving. So if the pile comes to a stop, the zebras can be quicker on the whistle.
You know what? You just nailed it. No, Rob, perfection. Mm-hmm.
He's right.
That if the refs blow the whistle, it renders it useless. Instead, they're allowing it. So, no, Rob, you're right. We don't need to penalize it. The refs need to do their effing job.
Right. But then
blow the whistle.
But what about the play where all of a sudden Saquon comes out the pack and takes it 80 yards?
Don't care. You break 8 tackles, it doesn't count. Don't care. One play per 10 years, fine. It's our screw up. Go to Claude, 97.1. Claude, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, guys. I would be in favor of the tush push if they put a chip in the ball where the referees could see it or they could replay it.
I mean, does that technology even exist? Can someone help me from the tech sector?
I mean, you probably could. I mean, if they had the glow puck, you could probably put something in the leather of the ball.
To do what? How does the ball know where it's going from where to where? What, are you going to have a GPS in a football?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. An injury attorney, David Femenino, has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femenino, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, GetDavidGetPaid.com. Get your life back on track. GetDavidGetPaid.com.
Well, whatever, you would put a chip, maybe on the front and the back, and, you know, just like I used to hate the puck thing, but in this case, maybe the maybe the tush push might work, because then everybody could know where the ball is.
All right, hear me out on this, guys. Hold on. And Claude, you're not bad for saying it, but I want everyone to take a step back for a minute. Think about the lengths you're going to keep this play legal. And by the way, if you're just joining the show, the NFL's voting on whether to ban the tush push potentially today. And they're also voting on the Lions' proposal, which is records determine seed, not division titles. But think about what we're doing. I got guys calling up going, all right, now listen, you're going to put a laser on a dolphin. All of these things you're doing to preserve this stupid play.
Now, here's the thing before the last call. I've often said that the NFL should probably have something, whereas you should be able to tell if the ball broke the plank, even if it's not the it's just the running back like leaping over the pile or doing something like that. And it's always a judgment. The camera angles are always off. It's like, guys, this isn't that hard with the modern technology that we have. You should be able to figure this thing out. Now, you know, how you would do that with the football, I don't know.
No, tell us, Star Trek. Tell us.
Well, you could probably put something in the stitching. You could put a chip in there.
There's your retirement plan. Create that for me.
Okay.
I'm just saying, think about how ridiculous, or hear me out, you get rid of it. You blow the whistle. You don't allow plays that result in 9 human beings pushing someone.
No, but I think it would just be helpful anyway just to know if the ball crossed the plane and broke the plane, and it's not just a judgment call. Wide receiver holding the ball and extending it out. Did it cross the plane?
Yeah, well, that's another rule I can't stand. There are so many rules in football I can't stand because it's over adjudicated.
Just too many people standing on your lawn.
Yes, in the NFL, I want people to really hear me on this. Part of my reason I don't want the tush push around is it's more play stoppage. It's more nonsense. Every play, there's a flag or an announcement or a sky review. Even when your team scores and you just want to celebrate, you have to wait and make sure that
process.
Don Corleone says it's a catch or that it's a touchdown.
Did the ball move.
I want less officiating.
No, I got you.
I mean, why do you think I don't get bent out of shape all the time? The refs are kind of they've gotten rid of the chain gang. They're just like, F it, first down. I mean, we go back to it. Look how far they took at the Chiefs-Bills game. The Bills got like 7 first downs that weren't first downs. But it beats reviews. I don't know, man. We'll get more to people.
It's funny because the one rule that I would love for them to take away, just start the ball on the 20 or 5 or 30-yard line. This kickoff thing, I don't understand it. I don't care for it. Let it go. But that's not on the table. But the new kickoff is stupid.
Well, it's dumb. So are onside kicks. Get rid of it. Give a team 4th and 20. You get it, you keep the ball. You don't, the game's over.
Or you can't do it this way. Hey, by the way, buddy, I know we're playing against you. We're going to kick an onside kick. So you get ready, and I'll have my guys, and we'll see what happens. The onside kick was the element of surprise, but you can't even do that
right now. It's down to, what, a 3% success rate? Why have the play? It's the equivalent of the tush push being successful 85% of the time. There shouldn't be anything that is 3% successful or anything that's 85%.
No, I'm with you. It got shot down, that whole 4th and 15. I'm a big fan of that. Let's just line up 4th and 15. You get
right,
it?
Because you get more football, right? You get a play. 4th and 15, you get a play. You get something. And the other thing I would do, they've got to fix, and I know that's not what our topic is, but the hell with it. We're off the rails.
We're here.
Like, I would change the pass interference to be a spot foul. It should just be like college. It's a 10-yard or 15-yard penalty. The idea of pass interference being a 53-yard, field-flipping, game-changing penalty, no. 15 and a first.
Wow, but even if it's an absolute assault.
You can't. Think about this. Have we ever been angry in college when we see a PI and it's, quote, only 15 yards? No. First down.
But college players are taught if the guy is about to beat you, just tackle him.
So just do the same in the pros, but you shouldn't give up 58 yards in penalties on one play. I mean, if I could take Mahomes' head off and it's 15, then what should I have to do for 58? Somebody should have to be dead.
See, the reason why I like it in the pros is because you guys are professionals, and you should be – the corner should be able to do their job without mugging
really?
The wide receiver.
Even though they've tailored every rule towards the offense to where the corners may as well play with tennis balls taped to their hands like practice.
And that's what happens. The receiver – a quarterback can throw it up last minute, and the receiver will bait – the pass interference call.
It's gone too far.
David, I mean, different sport, but how is it different than the guy who I do the pump fake, I get you up in the air, and then
it's
I just...
It's the same thing.
That's so unethical.
I lean right into you because why? It's going to be a foul.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. An injury attorney, David Feminino, has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Feminino, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track. Getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.